Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. It is Sunday morning, July the 3rd, 2011. And here we are on a beautiful Sunday. Tomorrow being the 4th of July, everybody's running around having fun. I hope so, at least. I have a commentary for you this week, and it's a doozy. It really is. It's about freedom, and I hope that you'll take a look at my opening. I always do a little video opening for my commentaries that has something to do with the meaning of the commentary itself. And a commentary is just something I write about a particular subject. This week it has to do with freedom. And it comes from a Greek philosopher that I think you'll find very interesting. And he talks about freedom as being not a matter of doing whatever you want. It's a matter of, well, living within your limits, believe it or not. If you come to the website at aspire.org, you can see this little opening. I did Barry Maguire's Eve of Destruction. You know, years ago when I first heard that, I thought to myself, whoa, God, this isn't fun. This isn't going to be what life is all about, is it? You know, I started to think about all the stuff that we would have to go through, all of the ugly things that we would have to face with war and poverty and all that. And I remember hearing that song and thinking, I hope that's not true. When you get down to the lyrics of it, and you'll see it on the presentation that I do for you in my commentary, wow, it was right down to the nubs true. Every single word of it. And I think it was prophetic as heck. Anyway, go take a look. Come to the website at aspire.org. Go to, when you get to the homepage there, go to media, if you like. And there's a pull-down button there that gives you more menus. And then you'll see weekly commentary. Just click on that and knock yourself out. You can download it if you want. It's my gift to you. I don't know why you'd want to, but it's there for whatever you would like to do, to listen to it, read it. And there's a video cast and another podcast that I do. So it's in written form, in audio form, and in video form for you in different ways. So I hope you find it very, very helpful. That's what I hope. Okay, here we go. First one's from Kay down in San Diego. I'm confused by what you teach. Are you a Buddhist? What is your objective on TV? Kay, first of all, I want to thank you for not only your question, but for the kind comments you made about the TV program and the radio program. I'm glad you listened to us via the website at aspire.org, because anybody can listen to these radio programs on my website. Kay, I don't really have an objective except maybe one, and that is the voice that you hear on Aspire, both on radio and on television, is not a voice that is popular. It's not a voice that's well heard. It's not a voice that most people would consider to be relevant or even important to their life, but it needs to be heard. All messages that are like mine, and there are many others out in the world who are similar to what I'm doing and exactly what I'm doing. We are just trying to show you what it might be like to live outside the box of fear, pain, and sorrow. Fear, pain, and sorrow. It is about stepping out of the box of hate, of fear, of sorrow, of misery, of assumption, of consumption, of neurotic beliefs and thoughts. It's about getting away from the narcissistic attitude that only you and I count. It's about stepping away from life as we know it. And not a lot of people are much interested in that. That's the truth. They think they, for instance, the shows that are running right now, A Life Worth Living, from Socrates' great teachings, the life lived unexamined is not a life worth living. This is a very profound statement that Socrates has made. Very profound. Do you think people get it? No, because no one wants to examine their life. How do you examine a person's life? Do you look at it based on the premise that you know what is morally right and wrong, good and bad? Is that how you do it? I don't think so. Not for me. How do you measure a person's life? A life lived unexamined. How do you examine it without measuring it? That's the key. You look at life from the point of view, not of right and wrong, good and bad. You step away. I give you steps in my CD series, A Life Worth Living, as well as in the TV program, how to drop back away from philosophy, away from moralism, away from right and wrong, good and bad, and see your life for what it authentically is. And you can't describe it in any other way except inexplicable. That's why I call the commentaries the inexplicable. I'm just sitting here on radio, on TV, talking to you about what is inexplicable. And wait till you see my new series, The Sound of One Hand Clapping. Talk about inexplicable. You're going to be looking at life from an entirely different point of view, taking 8 very beautiful stories from the book Zen Flesh, Zen Bones, and learning to understand the metaphors and the keys to all of this that represent a certain level of compassion and love. Kay, if there is anything, I want you to realize that my voice is about nothing is as it seems. Nothing is as it seems. No matter how you think, what you believe in, no matter what is going on in your world, nothing is as it seems. Nothing. No matter how you try to fix it, no matter how you try to understand it from the premise of right and wrong, and the way we think is based in conflict. So basically, the way we're thinking is, I know what's good, I know what's bad, I know what's right, I know what's wrong. And we want our world to be perfect. There is no such thing as a perfect world, Kay. None. Nobody's going to make it perfect. It doesn't matter who you vote for, what law is passed, who's in office, who's not in office, what government you run, what government you don't run. It is we the people, we are the ones that determine how life works. I would dare any politician to be honest. I mean, aren't you dying for someone just to say, look, I'm running for office. This is my delusion. I'm running for office. I'm Joe Blow. And I'm going to be honest with you. I can't make any changes for you because you have to make changes in your own life. The scores that kids have in school isn't about how bad the teachers are. It's really how bad their home life is and what a poor parent most of you are. And the truth of the really matter is that life isn't worth living until you find out who you are. You're going to have to want to find out how you are. I can't make you do that as a, let's say I'm a politician. I can't do that. If really we are looking at it from the right perspective, it is I who am really voting for you. I look at you, I see the way you are, you're indifferent, you just want what you want laws to make you rich or keep you from being poor, you want laws that you think offer equality and all of that, you're going to have to do that from within yourself. I can't legislate your consciousness. I can't create laws that dictate a sense of your own spirituality. I can't do that. So I'm going to give you 4 years and see what you do. You're going to work with me. I'm going to present to you certain things that need to happen, and you're going to have to support it, and you're going to have to find it within yourself to make the opportunity for goodness to happen within you. It's not a matter of being a great leader. It's a matter of finding that which lives within you. That's what I'm offering. I'm not offering theory and philosophy, Kay. I'm not giving you religion. I'm saying to you, nothing's going to change until you and I make some changes within ourselves. And wouldn't it be refreshing if you took responsibility for yourself? I took responsibility for myself. I didn't look at the government. I didn't look at someone to take care of me. And no matter what the laws were, I hope you read the commentary, Kay, this week. I think it will kind of help you with all of this. What if we just worked within the laws that are here? And we worked really hard upon ourselves not to make the idea that we are victims to anything. I'm a victim to myself when I have the freedom to do whatever I want and it could hurt you, and I do it anyway simply because I have that right. I have broken the law, the real law. I have hurt you. I've hurt my children. I've hurt my friends. I've hurt everyone for my own sense of feathering my own nest. And until we as individuals are not much interested in feathering our nests, when we are no longer interested in the idea of getting what we want, when living our life means more than just having the things that entertain us, placate us, and gratify us, until then, we will suffer the way we do. And Kay, that's my message. Now, it's an impossible one. I will never be able to get it over. I'm not very articulate, as you can tell. And not only that, this message is only for a few chosen people, not the masses. It can be totally misunderstood, misread. It can be totally abused and forsaken, just like the Constitution was. If you really look at the basic Constitution, it's a noble document. But it has been bent and misused and broken and urinated on, defecated on by everybody who's ever tried to become wealthy. Everybody's looking for the loophole. Will you ever forget Gene Hackman saying, "I don't want to break the law, I just want to bend it as far as it'll go," in the firm when he's talking to pretty boy Floyd there? It's really a very interesting thing. I just want to bend it. Not till it breaks, just bend it to the nth degree. That's the way people are. Just to get what they want because they're too selfish, unloving, unkind. Because they don't know who they are. They don't even know the laws of karma. They don't know how this all works. And nor do they care. So they just continue on doing the things they do that hurt everyone around them. And that's the way we live. Sad to say. You say, "I'm confused by what you... Are you a Buddhist?" No, I'm not a Buddhist. I'm not a istist of anything. Taoist or Christian. I've said this publicly before. I'll say it again. I love Buddha, but I could never be a Buddhist. I love a Jesus, but I could never be a Christian. I love Lao Tzu, but I could never be a Taoist. There is no istist. This is why these men were killed, ran away, and were misunderstood. Everybody wants to make a theology, a philosophy, a religion out of them, and they're not for that. They are teaching that which can't be taught. It can only be caught. It's inexplicable. Such is life. So, Kay, be patient. Take me for what I am. Listen to me as you would listen to the sound of the wind blowing through the pine trees. Listen to me as you would the sound of running water down in Big Sur. Just listen. Don't argue. Don't agree. Don't disagree. Just listen. And please forgive me. Namaste. Yeah, the really good politician would be the one that says, "I'm going to audition you. You're not auditioning me. I'm going to consider you. If I don't see you supporting me, if I don't see you making changes in your life as you want changes in your life via the government, then I won't be your representative." Wouldn't that be refreshing? That would put the American public on their butt ski. We the people. We're not we the people. It's you do it for me. Don't get me started, Greg. Okay, I won't. Okay, I was talking to myself there. Marianne's the next one. She says, "Your teachings of love are very different. They seem very foreign to me. What do you mean that love is not emotion?" Marianne, love is never an emotion. Love can't be an emotion because love is love. Love has nothing to do with emotions. Emotions are about many different things, mainly survival. We have emotions so we can survive. We feel danger. We also have emotions that give us a sense of pleasure, of gratification. But we take it too far. What is real love? How do you find real love? You never hear Jesus or Buddha talk about emotion and say, blessed are the emotional. You ever hear him say that? You ever hear Jesus on the Beatitudes say, blessed are the emotional? It's always assumed that you understand that when someone says pure in heart, which is what he actually said, that that means emotion. This is a pure assumption on our part, all of us. Buddha said, want nothing with all of your heart. He didn't talk about emotions either. He didn't say be emotional or be non-emotional or whatever. Listen to me. Try to understand. The assumption that your heart is contained in your emotions is the worst mistake that a human being can make. And we make them over and over and over again. And we never grow and mature past it. So what is the truth? What is love? When Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. He was talking about exactly what love is. What does it mean to be pure in heart? You are pure in heart. I don't care if you're Charlie Manson, Adolf Hitler, Genghis Khan. It doesn't matter who you are. Inside the very core of any of us is the seed of the pure in heart. In my new series on the Beatitudes, I talk about this in no uncertain terms. I would highly suggest, Marianne, that you go take a look at my series, The Beatitudes, the new one I've done. I think you will find it very helpful. That is, if you're really a seeker. But if you're not, then you just want the quick version. So I'll give you just a small part of it. Unless I cultivate purity in my heart through simplicity and silence, I will never know what love is. People tell me, oh, my life was full. I went to here. I went to there. I went to this country. I went to that country. I ate this. I ate that. I had this family. I had that friend. And I say to them, you lived an empty, useless life. Again, another life wasted. Because unless I have found that which lives in me as the pure in heart, unless I have found the meaning of what that is, I have not found the meaning of my life. I can't love. Love has no point. It doesn't aim itself at people. I don't just love you. If I love you, I love everyone. And I mean everyone, from my worst enemy to my best friend to my dog to the snake that bit me. Everyone. Everything. Everything. The pure in heart sees this not as an ideal, not as a hope, not as a wish, but they see it for what it is. And unless you see it for what it is, and you can immerse yourself through meditation, you won't find this pure in heart. You can go all your life loving a lot of people, quote unquote, through emotion and passion. You can do this all of your life forever. But that will not help you. That will not bring you to the meaning and the substance of life at all. What will bring you to the meaning and the substance of your life has nothing to do with what you can think. It has to do with what you are. Let love live you. I say it over and over and over and over and over and over again, and no one ever hears me. Not to be confused about what I am teaching here. Emotions are only a small part of the conduit of our humanity. But love is what you are in reality. Please forgive me. Namaste. I'll never get this one over. I know it. I've tried for 40 years as a teacher to get this stuff over. It never works. You have to be in a certain place to get it. Most people aren't. How do I forgive the unforgivable? Jeannie from San Diego. This forgiveness thing is big with people. People think they understand what forgiveness is. They think forgiveness is, I look at you, I rationalize your evil, and then I somehow think, okay, well, you're worth it, and I'll forgive you, or we'll let it go this time. How many times should you forgive someone? Remember the disciples saying, how many times must we forgive? And Jesus said, 70 times 70, which in their minds meant forever. It's not a real number. By the way, the earth is going to blow up and everything. Isn't it October 21st? Everybody takes the Bible so literally. What a bunch of Goombas. Listen to me. Try to understand. Jeannie, you must forgive the unforgivable in you. It's unforgivable for you not to be forgiving. You will never go forward in your life unless you forgive. No matter what you may think or say or do, no matter how hard you work, there will always be the tinge of unforgiveness in you if you do not let go and let love live you. What was it the Buddha said? We wasted our life if we haven't loved, forgiven, and given in love. Those are very true statements. It doesn't matter what a person does to you. I've had people be ugly, cruel. I've had them lie, cheat, and steal on me, bend and contort the facts just to make them look like they are the victim. We've all had that happen. There are no victims in this life. None of us are victims. We are where we are because that's where we are, and that doesn't mean you're a bad person. That doesn't mean that, you should suffer. It just simply means what it means. You're there when you're there, as you're there, because that's where you need to be at the time you're there. And it is for you to look at it, to listen to it, to observe it, and then to let love live you. Remember, the antidote, Jeannie, is to let love live you. It isn't about rationalizing, theorizing. Look at the bigger picture. It's only love that matters. It's only love that counts. It's only love. Who can teach you this? I can do it with words, but that means nothing. The way to really look at it is to look at it through your heart. What is a life worth living if not lived in love? Really. Not who loves you, but just living it in love, where every gesture you make, every touch you have is about love. How you eat, how you walk, how you breathe, how you even poop. Everything is about a certain state of love. Don't let your mind take you off into doo-dooville, where you think you must do this to do that, to do this to do that, to get this to get that. Don't go there. Go into love. Make it a journey. Make it a sojourn. Make it something meaningful. And to do that means I must let go of what I believe in and want love more than wanting what I think will get me love. That's where it's all at. You are that which you seek, my dear. I can't give it to you. No one can. I can show you how to attain it. I can show you through meditation. I can show you through some attitude adjustments what you might need to do. But I can't do it for you. No one can do it for you. You have to do the work. This life is about the practice of the work and making every nuance of your living sacred. And that's really what it's all about for daily living. Jeannie, thank you for watching me down in San Diego. And next year we will be on YouTube. And I think you will find it much more exciting to see all of the programs, the whole history of my silly Aspire TV program on YouTube. And then you might get a better gist of it all. Please forgive me. Namaste. If you have a comment or question, something you want me to talk about, love to hear from you. You know the drill. Please go to the website at aspire.org. You can go over to media. On the main page there, you will see a little drop-down menu there, and it says radio. Just click on that, and there's a little Buddha typing on his computer, and you can just click on that, email me. I'd love to hear from you. My new series is coming up in a couple of weeks. Well, no, believe it or not, next 2 weeks. But right now, the series that is running is really wonderful. It's called A Life Worth Living. I've talked a little bit about it here. It's about Socrates' great teaching about the life lived unexamined is not worth living. And I talk about what that means and how to examine your life in a very loving way. And you will know the changes you need to make. No one will need to tell you. But in these discourses, it becomes very clear to you, not out of philosophy or religion, but out of insight, to begin to feel the nature and the meaning of how to find love in you, as it has always been, pure, simple, complete, and playful. Go to the website at aspire.org. Go look at Now Showing on Aspire. It's on the right-hand side. It says Updates. There's a sweet note thing above it, and then right below it, you'll see Updates. And down there, kind of at the bottom, it says Now Showing on Aspire. Just click on that. It'll tell you all about it. There's a little video. You can even listen to little snippets of the CDs that I'm offering, just to get a feel and a flavor for what you might be getting. Spiritual work is work. You know, most people don't want it. They think if they go do a few yoga postures and breathe in and out and go have a nice massage, eat organic food, and wear essential oils, that they are really living it. Go look on Facebook. What a joke. Facebook, the unconscious of the society we're in. I'm out of here. I'll be back on the air next Saturday and Sunday at 9:04. I hope you'll join me, and please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.